The Smile Behind the Struggle by Virginia Ovidad, Philippines. Virginia Ovidad is the coordinator of the Peddling to Live program in the Philippines, which helps those in dire need generate an income by becoming owners of their own tricycles. This program was started by Columban Father Oliver McCrossan. The family of Rodrigo Sabak lived on the small island of Olutanga in the Filipino region of Zamboanga on the large southern island of Mindanao. The main source of income for people in the area is fishing, as well as farming small plots of land and cultivating seaweed. 47-year-old Rodrigo Sabak is an islander. His father was a fisherman and his mother looked after their 11 children. Growing up, it was always a challenge to have enough money to provide for the whole family's daily needs. Fishing is weather dependent, and when his father could not go fishing, the family couldn't eat. Rodrigo recalls that during Typhoon Sendong in 2011, they were stranded without food for a day and a night, wondering if they would survive. Fishing is not an easy way to earn your living. You exist constantly between life and death. But for Rodrigo, there was little choice. He had to go out every night to catch fish to feed his family. Sometimes it was rewarding and he would come home with many fish, but there were other times when he would come home with nothing. His mother's vegetable patch was what kept them going at these times. Due to the lack of money, none of the 11 children managed to finish high school. Rodrigo's father died a few years ago. His mother is still alive and she continues to live in Olutanga with some of her children. In 2007, Rodrigo married Arceline and they have four children. The eldest is in grade 4, the second is in grade 2, the third is in grade 1, and the youngest is just 1 year old. After his marriage, Rodrigo continued to earn a living as a fisherman despite the difficulties he encountered. He needed to feed his children every day. Sending his children to school was not easy as they had little money to cover the children's school supplies, transportation and school uniforms. Another struggle was the lack of medical assistance available for the poor. And as they do not own a house, they frequently were unable to pay rent and had to move. In 2012, Rodrigo decided to transfer to Ozamiz City with his wife and children in the hope of finding a better job. But it was a risky decision because he hadn't finished school. He had no academic qualifications and also it was risky due to his age. He quickly fell into despair when he realized he was unable to provide his family with three meals a day. It was then that he heard about the Peddling to Live program and he decided to apply. Under the terms of the program, you rent a tricycle with a view to eventually owning it, and that's why it is called a rent-to-own scheme. Participants pay the cost of a tricycle, 25,000 pesos, or $663, over a period of a year and a half, and sometimes it can take longer. From the earnings that they make from ferrying passengers, they put 20 pesos aside a day into a personal fund to help their family. They also pay 60 pesos a day towards the cost of the tricycle, which becomes theirs when they have repaid the total cost. And after that, everything they earn is their own. Rodrigo is determined that he will provide for the education of his children with the help of the scheme. But driving a tricycle is tough. Rodrigo has to wake up very early in order to earn at least 50 pesos before 8 o'clock in the morning so that he can provide breakfast for the family. More hard work follows after breakfast as he tries to generate the income for lunch and dinner. The one thing that keeps him going is his determination that one day he will get a chance to improve his living conditions, especially now that he is getting older. When I visited Rodrigo Sabak's family, I saw him lying on a bed in a very small and dark room. It was a very difficult place to live due to being in a flood-prone zone. The small room served as a bedroom, kitchen and living room. He looked so sad and depressed. I asked him what was wrong, and he told me he had been diagnosed with tuberculosis and advised to rest for 6 months. He was worried about the daily needs of his family. At the moment, the Peddling to Live program is providing rice and some basic needs to the family while his wife was working as a laundry woman. We were unable to access basic medication at the city health unit for him. For now, Rodrigo is determined to drive his tricycle every day so that he, at least, has the income to buy enough milk for his one-year-old baby. He himself is on the second month of his medication, and so hopefully after this he can transfer to the Green Shelter housing project, which we also run for the families in our program. After my short talk with Rodrigo, I had many sleepless nights. I realized that even if I continued to work for many years in the community, it will never be enough because of the increasing poverty levels. But at least we are helping some families by giving them a livelihood and also by giving them hope that poverty is not a reason for them to lose their hope and faith in God. We will struggle together to overcome it. Rodrigo Sabak's dream is that his children will be able to finish their studies. For this reason, he is very thankful for all the support given by Colomban friends and benefactors to the Peddling to Live scheme and the Green Shelter program, which are providing poor families like his own with the possibility to hope for a better future. Virginia Obedard is the coordinator of the Peddling to Live and Green Shelter program in the Philippines. Programs were started by Colomban Father Oliver McCrossan, who was assigned in Ozamiz City, Philippines, in 1976.